the second fit. Now, hold your mouth, par charity, both knight and lady fray, and hearken this to me, Stella, of battle and of chivalry, and of ladies' love drury, anon he will you tell her. Men spake of romances of priests, of Hornachild and of Epotis, of Bevis and of Sir Guy, of Sir Lebeau and Plaint d'Amour, but Sir Topas, he beareth the floor of royal chivalry. His goad stayed all he bestrode, and forth upon his way he glowed, as Sperkle out of the brond. Upon his crest a bar he tore, and there in sticked a lily floor, God shield his course fro shond. And fro he was a nicked anthros, he knowed sleeping in none house, but laying in his hood. His bricked helm was his wongair, and be him biteth his dextrair of herbus, fiend and goad. Himself drank water of the well, as did the nicked Sir Percival, so worthy underweighed. Till on a day,